The bus climbed steadily up the road. The country was barren and rocks stuck up through the clay. There was no grass beside the road. Looking back, we could see the country spread out below. Far back, the fields were squares of green and brown on the hillsides. Making the horizon were the brown mountains. They were strangely shaped. As we climbed higher, the horizon kept changing. As the bus ground slowly up the road, we could see other mountains coming up in the south. Then the road came over the crest, flattened out, and went into a forest. It was a forest of cork oaks, and the sun came through the trees in patches, and there were cattle grazing back in the trees. We went through the forest, and the road came out and turned along a rise of land. And out ahead of us was a rolling green plain with dark mountains beyond it. These were not like the brown heat-baked mountains we had left behind. These were wooded, and there were clouds coming down from them. The green plain stretched off. It was cut by fences, and the white of the road showed through the trunks of a double line of trees that crossed the plain toward the north. As we came to the edge of the rise, we saw the red roofs and the white houses of Burghete ahead strung out on the plain, and away off on the shoulder of the first dark mountain was the gray, metal-sheathed roof of the monastery of Roncesvalles. "There's Roncesvalles," I said.
"Where?"
"Way off there, where the mountain starts."
"It's cold up here," Bill said.
"It's high," I said. "It must be 1,200 meters.
"It's awful cold," Bill said.